You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A variety of ways that people can reach out, right, Jer?
That's right, man. Mix100.com, the big station's website. You can click on the Dom and Jeremy tab up top. And then we do like Facebook. We really like to read our messages that come in. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Some people have sent some stuff in through text. I will tell you this, text is a little bit different when it comes to a lengthy letter.
Email us instead.
Email or Facebook.
Just easier.
This one came through Facebook. She says, please don't use my name, so I think we'll call her Rita.
All right.
Rita, I just made that up. Rita.
Rhymes with PETA. Sounds good.
Please don't use my name. I just found out that my sister, who's a single mom, still lets her son shower with her. He's turning 5 later this month. I told her I was shocked, and she said I was overreacting. And you're going to love this next sentence.
Okay.
And that it's a way of parenting that helps overcome stigmas and weird social dynamics.
Whew, that's deep.
Those are her words.
Put on the scuba gear, deep dive.
Helps overcome stigmas and weird social dynamics. Okay. Rita says, wow. I think it's gross. And then she goes, is this too weird for a 5-call says it all?
No, we can do this.
We're doing this, right?
We're doing this.
We're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Now, before you say anything.
You got to tiptoe around this topic. You really do.
Well, yeah, you got to be aware that no matter what we say, there's somebody that this is impacting. We have people listening.
Yes.
Whose kids are still showering with them.
They're
at age 12.
In the shower right now, potentially. And so, it's nothing naughty. It's just,
no, it's just, as she says,
a bonding thing, essentially.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what her little fancy line there? It's just bonding.
Okay, let me read it again. It's a way of parenting that helps overcome stigmas and weird social dynamics. So that would mean the stigma of what? The human body and how
and
we
nudity
are all...
Nudity,
and we're puckered over seeing the human body.
Okay, that's cute. That's deep. That's intense. You know what it is? It's just this way to save some freaking time at the end of the night when you're tired. Or during the day, in the beginning of the day, when you're just trying to get everybody ready for school and work. It's just a time saver, honestly. You just, boom, you get both of you done at once. You don't have to do a separate shower. I'm pretty confident that it's just a time saver. It's just purely easier to be in there with another child while you're all soapy, you're washing, you can reach down, wash them up, hit them with the loofah, spritz them off, and go on with your day. And at 5, yeah, it's still probably easier to do that and shower.
Okay, so let me ask you, because we're opening up the phones right now on this, at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
Yes.
What is the cutoff age, then?
I think she's quickly approaching it. 5. I'm trying to think, because my daughter is 7, and there's no way we would do that. So I've probably
is
5.
It different for is it different for mom in shower with son than it is
right.
Dad
so this
with
is
daughter.
Boy, yeah, the dad with daughter. You don't want to do that. I don't think. There's too many questions. I think you get more questions if you're in there with your daughter versus like a son, of course. 5.
Oh,
let's
I
say
think
5.
They both are going to ask a lot of questions.
I don't like any of these. I feel so uncomfortable right now. 5. Let's say 5's the cutoff.
Well, he's about
this
to turn 5 this month,
is it.
So that's
she gets
it.
One more year.
Oh, then, so up until he turns 6.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, so yeah, up until 6. You get one more year at 5.
Phones are wide open.
I don't know, Dom. I don't
Rita
like this.
Wants to know what people think of this. 303-691-1MIX. Now, you can send a text message to that same number. You should program it into your phone so we are right at your fingertips. 303-691-1649. Rita is looking for feedback with something that her sister does as a single parent.
Should
what
she
do you think?
Keep doing this? Should she keep showering with the kid? Are you still showering with your kid? Maybe you've got,
we want to know.
You've got some deets on this for us. Yeah, we want to know.
We want to know. We want to know what the cutoff is. Now, we had a program director many years ago, Rockin' Ron, and he would talk about showering with his kids. He had a son and 2 daughters.
Yeah.
And he had a story one time on the show about when he knew that it was no longer...
It was time, yeah.
When it was time.
Mm-hmm.
Charlene was funny. She says, she goes, I showered with all four of my kids up until five or six. So I just wrote back and said, dang, that was a crowded shower.
right.
She says, LOL, not all at once. So you got Brittany who says, nope, absolutely not. Charlene who says, yep, I did it. I have a feeling this is the way this is going to go, don't you think?
A little back and forth, yeah. I got one quick one from Linda. She says, Jeremy is right. I showered with my daughter until she was about seven. It was just easier and saved a bunch of time, especially when washing her really long hair. I stopped because my husband got super uncomfortable with it. I think he was just mad because I don't let him in the shower with me. Ha ha.
All right.
Ha 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 ha. And that's from Linda. Okay.
Kim wrote in and said that her sons kicked her out.
Oh, okay.
And said, other way when around. They were five, they were like, no.
Mom, get out of here.
Yeah, so the kids were like, I don't
I can't look
now.
At this anymore. Mm. I mean, you're eye level with a lot of, you know.
Time to go to the phones. Who's been patiently holding? Kendrick. Kendrick, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Wow, we're super,
what do you think
super
about
clean.
This? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Point. But if y'all have ever seen a five-year-old in the shower... It's almost an infinite and non-ending bill that you have to pay for with shampoo and conditioner. So five, six, my son, I was definitely giving him still a little bit of help. He's seven now and is completely on his own. But as far as for like a mom showering with the son, that five and six has got to be it. Because like y'all said, that's a lot of different questions that get raised there.
Yeah. And I'm so with you on the shampoo and the soap. Like we'll go in to check, you know, the kids shower to see how much soap they have left. Like a day later after putting like shampoo in there and it's like half gone. And we're like, what are you doing in here? Yeah. They're just playing.
I mean, store at least three times a week just to buy shampoo for a kid.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
They just play. They don't know.
Now, if you go back a step, I have a question.
Yes,
and I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But you said, you know, they get to a point where they start asking too many questions. But as a parent,
you
your job
answer
is
them, right?
to answer these questions.
To answer those, yes, sir.
Right. Yeah. And so why would you want your kids to not have, like, it's almost like I would rather the kids learn some things now. Because once you make it a taboo
but
subject,
but the problem is like they answer questions and then they got to stare at things for the next 10 minutes, you know?
They have to figure it out for themselves. And it's not just the one question, guys. It's the 15 other ones that come after that. But why? But why?
But why?
But why? That's exactly.
So and they revisit it every time that you're in the shower, too.
But basically,
you know?
What you're saying, Kendrick, is that it makes you uncomfortable and you get tired of answering questions.
As it should.
Because if the kid's got 15 questions, that's a healthy curiosity.
Yeah, it's not even the uncomfortableness of it. It's almost just the repetitiveness of it because kids are just inquisitive and so curious by nature. And I can't speak for a mother to son for sure. I can speak father to son. And as my role as a father, I need to be equipped mentally for any situation so that way my son is more inept and adapted to the real world. You know, he can go out and function like a normal human being should. So that's a little bit different ground for sure right there. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, that's well thought out.
Hey, Kendrick, we got to run. Thank you for a great call.
Man.
We appreciate you talking about this.
Let me,
with us.
I'll read you one from Andrew. I think this is why I would have it stop. Andrew says, I stopped showering with my son when he turned about four. It was right after he took a shampoo bottle and pounded me with it right in the junk when I had my eyes closed washing my face and hair. He says, this is when I knew it was time to stop.
Thunk.
It's like getting hit with a wiffle ball bat.